Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 31st, Chuck's Comedy Club DJ Sandu is playing at Waterfront at 9 p.m. On Tuesday, April 1st, Adios and the Cooking Club will be making pupusas at Hiko Room 139 at 6 p.m. On Wednesday, April 2nd, join the GSA at Red Dragon Theater at 6 p.m. to watch Band Together. On Thursday, April 3rd, the Office of Health Careers will be hosting a Healthcare Professions Graduate School Information Expo, happening at 11 a.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. Also happening Thursday, the annual student symposium where women's gender study students will share their research. FITCEL 105 at 5:30 p.m. On Friday, April 4th, the Sustainability Office is celebrating students who have made commitments to sustainability at SUNY Oneonta with 3 tiers of leadership. Chat with Office of Sustainability intern Emily Friday at 2 p.m. at Hunt Union, room 216. Weather-related news. On Monday, it'll be breezy and warm. Expect showers and a few storms with a high nearly at 67 and it'll drop to 30. Tuesdays, it'll be much cooler, sunny with clouds, a high of 40, a low of 19. Wednesday, cloudy and breezy later in the day, and showers might pass through it with a high of 45 and a low around 37. Thursday, it'll be rainy and warm. The highest it'll be is 69. Friday, it'll be cool again with a few clouds and some sun. Temperatures will rise to 54, and the lows will be 30. A quick message from the Student Association.
Make sure your voice is heard and vote in the Student Association Executive Board elections.
We are for students, by students. Your vote has the power to shape the future of our campus community.
Cast your ballot Thursday, April 3rd and Friday, April 4th online at connect.oneonta.edu.
Your voice, your vote, your future. Let's make it count.
This is a message from the Student Association Elections Committee.
This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
What's going on, y'all? This is Isaac from New Translations, and you are listening to WONY, evading noise violations since 1962. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back. A happy Monday. Ball and beats. Kind of lots to talk about. Coaches got fired. March Madness is heating up. I'm not going to talk about March Madness, but you figure it out. And then a lot of stuff for football. And yeah. Now, I'm stuck between two songs. One of them is a little more in your bag song, and one of them is a little happy, and I don't know. I'll probably go with the in the bag song though, so I'll be back.
Me feel guilty for liking you.
Hello. All right, we're back. That was Looking Out For You. Okay. By Joy again. So, there's been, the NBA has been pretty busy as normal. Yeah, kind of like the biggest thing that's happened all year, besides like the Luka, besides the Luka trade. Yeah, Grizzlies fired Taylor Jenkins. Kind of like unprecedented, like right before the playoffs, 10 games before the playoffs. And yes, I have had some time to think about it. A weekend. And I don't know how to start this. It's definitely interesting. It's definitely interesting. I kind of, I'm going to say I don't mind it too much. I'd wish they did it earlier if they really had these like doubts with Taylor Jenkins. But I think if you feel like your coach isn't like a championship coach, or like you can upgrade from him, or like you guys just aren't seeing eye to eye, then I mean, you can just look in a different direction. Because I don't really think there's like a shortage on great NBA coaches. I think there's like a shortage of opportunities. But I definitely think there's just a lot of coaches just like sitting on a staff somewhere, or in this case, a lot of coaches overseas that came to sit on a staff, and then now he gets promoted in Tuomas Amasalo. Yes. Easy name to pronounce. But yeah, apparently there was just some like friction. There was some things going on with Taylor Jenkins and like the coaching, and even the players, even the front office. They didn't know that they fired all of Taylor Jenkins' staff, and then they made him hire new ones. Or they hired new ones. And they essentially hired like his replacement. And I feel like their coach now, Tuomas Amasalo, is kind of like, he was kind of like, this is kind of like always the plan to bring him in, and it kind of seems that. But yeah, as for like the team itself, apparently Ja wasn't too happy with like the offense, and honestly neither was everybody else, because I did hear some things about they kind of thought the offense was like a little like confusing. It was like a lot of thinking and like not enough like playing basketball. Which is ironic, because like Grizzlies have been pretty good this year, outside of like the last like stretch of game, well, last 15 to 20 stretch of games, but they've been pretty good. But yeah, very interesting. But again, like, I'm not too mad at it. I'm not like gonna be like, oh, they shouldn't have got fired. I'm kind of optimistic to see what this new coach does, and if they're better. There's gonna be some like an adjustment period, because like they kind of fired him like a few days before April. But yeah, something that the GM said, he was like, urgency is a principle in our organization. But he kind of contradicted himself. Why didn't you fire him earlier? But I don't know. That's my, like, my real only issue. They could have fired him in like February. What? I don't know. But yes, Taylor Jenkins, he'll probably end up being a coach somewhere very soon. He'll be fine. Kind of want to hear his thoughts of like his like point of view of what happened during the season, because I don't really think it was all, well, it definitely wasn't all rainbows and butterflies. All like at all this year, apparently. But yes, but should be fun seeing Zach Edey more involved. That's what the coach said. He's very, I think he's already had some input in like the Grizzlies decisions, because I think Zach Edey was kind of like, all right, we kind of need like a real big man who can be a good roller, be a good back to the basket player. And that's what Zach Edey did for 2-3 years. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's a 2-time player of the year. So that should be an interesting look for the Grizzlies. Already played good last game in the first game with the new coach. Very interesting to see, like, the Ja thing. Kind of hasn't had the best few years. He's had some good stretches, but, like, injuries and off-the-court things. And now it's still a little blurry on if he wanted Taylor Jenkins gone or not. But that's just something to watch. And I'm not going to lie, Ja's kind of, he needs to really have a great year next year. Or even this year. If he has a good playoff stretch, then we'll see what happens. But I don't know. I just don't think the public opinion has been too high on him, especially for the front office, because I know they're not too happy. But honestly, this was kind of like a vote of confidence for Ja, that they just like changed up the offense for him and the other players, not just like, it's not like a completely like Ja thing. Anything else? Grizzlies, coaches. Oh yeah. This is kind of like a very brand new thing of like, not brand new, but there's been a lot of coaches getting fired. Like after 1 year, 3 years, 6 years of like good, like records, which is fine. I think we've seen it before. I remember Mark Jackson got fired for Steve Kerr and look how that turned out. So that's why I'm really not like too, like it's okay. Like I think the hardest part is finding a replacement, which if you miss on the replacement, that's when I start bringing out the tomatoes and stuff, which there's a team I'll get to in like a little bit. But yes, should be interesting. Sum it up, it's gonna be cool to see the new Grizzlies offense, cool to see what players have to say about Taylor Jenkins and now like their new coach Ilisalo. And yeah, never a dull moment. Never a dull moment in the NBA. But outside of that, Knicks are doing decent. Jalen Brunson should be back soon. Last week I talked about OG Anunoby, and he's playing even better than last week. But now I want to talk about Mikal Bridges. Things have been great. Ever since like Brunson's been down, they've been just scoring at will. Mikal Bridges' drives has doubled, which is great, because my only real issue with Mikal Bridges is just like he's just not aggressive sometimes. Like there's just times where he's just so content with just us standing in the corner, hands on his knees, just watching the game. We brought in Mikal Bridges to go score the basketball. We brought in Mikal Bridges to go play defense. So please go do that. And he's been doing that. And I just need them to do this when Jalen Brunson's here. Because I feel like, honestly, all 3 years of Brunson's Knicks career, he's kind of been doing his job through injuries, through not. And it's just the team's always been not hitting jump shots, not scoring points at all. So that kind of needs to be the change. But Mikhail's been good. The bench has been better. Landry Shamet, DeLon Wright, Mitchell Robinson. Things have been pretty good on that front. Karl Anthony Towns hasn't played great lately. So that really goes to show like how great OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges has played. Which is, again, very, very... that's what I'm looking for. Very, very great. Very, very good. Comforting. Man, I wanted those words. But yes, Knicks are doing great. Grizzlies fired their coach. Playoff is around the corner. And yeah, I'll be back. I'll be back. Oh, Isaiah Stewart and the Pistons and the Timberwolves they fought and were, yeah, they were doing a lot of things. I'm kind of hoping they don't suspend Isaiah Stewart for more than like 4 games, because I was talking to my friend and he thinks that he's gonna get suspended 5, and I was like, nah, 3 to 4. But then I saw a tweet saying how he might get suspended like a lot of games, because he's kind of like a reoccurring defender or repeat defender. But yeah, Pistons, Timberwolves, they're definitely getting national televised games next year. But yeah, like I said, man, never a dull moment in the NBA.
been singing his love song. She got me up all night. Constant drinking and love songs. She got me up all night. Down and out with these love songs. She got me up all night. Drowning out with these love songs. She got me up all night. Sleeping in my mama crib, even back when I was up there in my homie crib, paying $1,700 for the rent, money well spent, no heater but it made heat, may I vent, had a thing for you, even wrote the song Dreams for you, cause I had dreams for your thoughts of a ring for your childish, you know childish, anonymous flower set, you know cowards, now I signed a hoe, took a power trip, back home, I'm grown now, and the city's my throne now, huh? The same clubs that I used to get tossed out, like got crisscrossed, totally crossed out, cause now I'm in this, and I'm totally bossed out, old chicks crying cause they know that they lost out, but I'm still on you, I'm still on you, my drinks spill on me, while I fell on you, I'm saying,
would you believe me if I said I'm in love, baby, I want you to want me, would you believe me?
Ever. If I ever get up, it'll be the longest bus ever. Love is a drug like the strongest stuff ever. And spoke that I'm on one. You feel me? She on a power trip. She got me where she want a nigga. Wifing in the club, man. My homies gon' disown a nigga. Like, give me $20. It's too bad how you get to college. I'm in your city and I'm wondering if you're home now. Went and found a man, but I'm hoping you alone now. Can't help but feeling like I dropped the ball, cliche. I used to pop up on you at the mall each day. Now, typically, I kick game like East Bay, but you got a freeze frame yelling, please play. For Pete's sake, homie, pull it together. Just woke up one time and be through it forever. But
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, what you want me? Would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, what you? Yeah.
And we
are.
She got me up
all night,
constant drinking and love songs. She got me up
all night,
down and out with these love songs. She got me up
all night,
down and out with these love songs. She got me up all night,
yeah.
All I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night,
yeah.
Constant drinking and love songs. She got me up all night,
yeah.
Down and out with these. She got me open all night. Got me open all night. Hey.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I need y'all to just rock with me. Yeah. I used to dream about a Dodge Charger. Suicide dose, sitting on 24s. I was trying to find a job. Why bother? Being broken, make you try harder. Sitting in the house, watching Coach Carter. Plotting on this, Cartier. Hey, plus it, trying to go farther. I finally arrived and nobody's here. Hey, I used to dream about a new Hummer. Back when good music dropped Cruel Summer. Back when I wondered if I do numbers. Check the stats, boy. Doing huge numbers. Got this dime piece, know my cucumber. I ain't doing too bad for a newcomer.
this life gave me scars with a bruise under. Certain don't make you wonder, but that's a part of the game. We call life, love is hard to attain. My little brother drive a Jeep and I just bought him a chain. A real, what I miss and what I always remain. But this temptation keep calling my name. I wrote this song in L.A., I was driving my Benz. Thinking about this road I'm on to acquire ends. I'm an outlier, I retire these trends. Told me I was stupid just for hiring friends.
I used to dream about a Dodge Charger. Suicide dose, sitting on 24s. I was trying to find a job, why bother? Being broken, make you try harder. Sitting in the house watching Coach Carter. Plotting on this Cartier. Hey, plus it trying to go farther. I finally arrived and nobody's here. Okay, listen to these proverbs, the odd words we call rap music. That took me all across the globe, watch people react to it. Figments of imagination, couldn't fathom elation. Indescribable with words, so I'll go illustrate it. Illustrious rhyming career for which my rhymes are revered. Clear signs of alignment, shows my timing is near. We all here for an assignment, several souls that are migrant. Simply vessels in this climate, solitary confinement. I break free every time that I wake. My faith leads and creates seeds that eventually blossoms the trees. Getting rid of all the extra I thought I would need. I put your head on a swivel, wear my heart on the sleeve. But just breathe, this simple exercise can even rectify our greatest sins. Although my days will end next to God, I atone for all of my wrongs through our songs. But let him who is without sin go cast the first stone. I used to dream about a Dodge Charger. Suicide dose, sitting on 24s. I was trying to find a job, why bother? Being broken make you try harder. Sitting in the house watching Coach Carter. Plotting on this Cartier. Hey, plus it trying to go farther. I finally arrived and nobody's here. Yeah.
From a generation of home invasions, and I got daddy issues, that's on me. Everything them 4 walls that taught me, may have is buried deep. That man knew a lot, but not enough to keep me past them streets. My life is a plot, twisted from directions that I can't see. Daddy issues all across my head, told me to foul, I'm teary-eyed. Wanna throw my hands, I won't think out loud, a foolish pride. If I lose again, won't go in the house, I stayed outside. Laughing with my friends, they don't know my life. Daddy issues made me learn losses, I don't take those well. Mama said that boy is exhausted, he said go f*** yourself. If he give up now, that's gon' cost him. Life's a f***, you could be a f***, to step out the margin. I got up quick, I'm charging baskets and falling backwards, trying to keep balance. Oh, this the part where mental stability meets talent. Oh, this the party breaks my humility, chance for practice. Tactics we learn together, so it loses forever. Daddy issues.
Early morning wake-ups, practicing on day offs. Tough love, bottled up. No chase I need, no chase I need. No chase I need, no chase I need. No chase. Early morning wake-ups, practicing on day offs. Tough love, bottled up. No chase I need, no chase I need. No chase I need. No chase on.
I got daddy issues, that's on me. Looking for I love you, really empathizing for my relief. A child that grew accustomed, jumping up when I scraped my knee. Cause if I cried about it, he surely tell me not to be weak. Daddy issues, hit my emotions, never express myself. Man should never show feelings, being sensitive never helped. His mama died, I asked him why he going back to work so soon. His first reply was son, that's life, and Bill's got no silver spoon. Daddy issues, everybody, go get your money, son. Protect yourself, trust nobody, only your mama knows. This made relationships seem cloudy, never attached to none. So if you took some likings around me, I might reject the love. Daddy issues kept me competitive, that's a fact. I don't give a f- what's the narrative. I am that, I am.
When Kanye got back with Drake, I was slightly confused. Guess I'm not mature as I think. Got some healing to do. Egotistic, zero given. Given to be specific, need assistance with the way I was brought up. What's the difference when your heart is made of stone, and your mind is made of gold, and your tongue is made of sword, but it may weaken your soul. Money God ain't got no daddy. Grow up overcompensating. Learn about being a man in disguise as being gangster. I love my father for telling me to take off the gloves, cause everything he didn't want was everything I was. And to my partners that figured it out without a father, I salute you. May your blessings be neutral to your toddlers. It's crucial. They can't stop us if we see the mistakes. Till then, let's give the women a break. Grown men with daddy issues.
Early morning wake-ups, practicing on day-offs. Tough love, bottled up, no chase on me. No chase on me, no chase on me. No chase on me, no chase on me.
Got me up all night, all I'm singing is love song. She got me up.
Now, our future presentation.
With success by definition of my own. Sure as death is waiting on our flesh and bones. Demon calling my spirit, had to click the phone. Couldn't get to Courtney quick enough to give her one big hug. Told her you like the strongest woman on the globe. I watched my mama lose her mama, go through drama and trauma, but had to keep her head high so we don't know. I'm getting older, so when the world's feeling enormous on your back and on your arms, and your feet just as heavy, you've been dragging through the storm. Staring at this city, but you trapped inside a hole. Get your back up off the road. Just keep swinging on.
After some technical difficulties, that was JID, Cody Blue 31. Now, we've talked a lot about some tanking teams. We talked a lot about the Young Bucks in the league. And Young Buck teams is on the way. Probably like right after the season ends. So I think next week. But yes. But with that being said, we got to get to the draft. We should do some preliminary looking at the draft. At the draft prospects. See who's coming in. See who's come. Who will be the stars of tomorrow? You get what I mean. Now, with that being said, Cooper Flagg's really good. He is easily the number one prospect. And honestly, I'll go as far as to say that he's the third best prospect to come out the draft in the last 3 years. Because there's Wemby, there's Luka, and then I'd probably have him. Zion could fit in wherever between like 2 and 3 if you want to, but I'd probably think he's top 3. He's just the real deal. Like, there's not a lot of guys who don't have like any holes in their game at 18, and he's just him. He's just that. Doesn't really have any weaknesses. Like, there's things that he can be better at. Like, the shooting could be better. But he's not, like, a bad shooter. The handles could get a little better. But he can dribble the ball. Like, it's just a lot of that. So there's just, like, no way that he's not a Hall of Famer. Ten-time All-NBA. Yeah, there's just no... Yeah, I don't know. Because, like, I've been seeing him. I feel like I saw him at the start of the year. And then I've been seeing, like, the last, like, few March Madness games. And, like, when I be watching, like, prospects in general, like, they'll do, like, a move or something. And then I'll just look around and be like, y'all seen that? Or was that just me? I just seen player A take the ball and do a cross-court pass to hit the corner guy. That's an NBA move. Not everybody in college doing that. And I don't know, Cooper Flagg, he's just filled with those moves. So yeah, he's kind of going to be a franchise savior. And there's not a lot of those. I think there was like the Luka and the Wembys. I think Zion could have been one. He had the talent too, but like I don't think it ended up like working out for a few reasons. But I think Cooper Flagg can have like that Wemby Luka effect where it's just like, okay, well now they might make the playoffs in like a year or two. With Mavs messed it up, but you get my point. Moving down, Dylan Harper. Dylan Harper's a real deal. Kind of. For Cooper Flagg, I don't really have a comparison. He's just Cooper Flagg. I don't know. Like, I've never really seen a guy like this. But for Dylan Harper, he kind of reminds me of, like, a mixture of, like, Cade and RJ. RJ Barrett. Which is ironic because he went to the same school. But, or high school. But, yeah, he's kind of just, like, probably, like, my second, or the second best prospect, I think. Just because, like, I feel like he definitely has, for sure, All-NBA potential if teams put some shooting around him. And like the jumper comes along, but outside of that, like I don't really see any issues in his game offensively. Yeah, because he's a pretty good passer, and like he's like way ahead of schedule. Like at his age, I feel like guys who are 19 who play point guard they're not like great passers, unless I mean like it ranges. Like, Ja was a good passer coming out of college, and, like, and even I feel like he's been kind of underutilized as a passer. But, like, guys like Scoot, you know, it's, like, it's a little different, but I think Dylan Harper is in that, like, Like, he just knows what he's doing, like, all the time. And that's a really good, like, start to have. That's a really good, like, a thing to have in, like, a 19-year-old or whatever. Yes. Some players who I've been looking at. Ace Bailey. I haven't been saying heights and stuff. He's a 6'9 wing out of Rutgers. And he's been getting a lot of Paul George comparisons, or, like, I don't know, tall wing comparisons. And I just don't see that. I just don't see, like, this 6'10 guy with who's gonna just gonna dribble a bunch and, like, hit a bunch of shots in your face, which he did that at school. But I don't know how sustainable that is, and I don't know the ceiling of your team if he's your number one option doing that, because he's not that great of a passer, not that great of, like, getting to the rim, not that great, like, handling the ball right now. So I just don't think, like, star potential is, like, I just don't see it right now, which is fine, because I just feel like if he were to hit on his ceiling, which would be, like, in my opinion, like a Brandon Ingram type, that's cool, but only if, like, the defense comes along, which is why I like his floor a lot better, of him being, like, this two-way wing, like a Michael Porter, but, like, he can, like, play some defense too, like a Jaden McDaniels, Michael Porter type. And I really think he can do that, especially with, like, the right coaching. I think they can, like, really mold them into that. So that's how I feel about Ace Bailey. Some other players quickly. Derek Queen was really hooping for Maryland, a 6'10 center / power forward. I heard some stuff during the season, but I was like, let me wait till March Madness so I can, like, you know, that's when the best basketball is played. I'll lock in. He's really good. Now, defense is a bit of a question mark. Shooting, even though he has made some strides, are still a little bit of a question mark. But everything else is pretty good. Rebounding is great. Really, really mobile. Can handle the ball. Great passer. So I think him, it's more like fit with him, or like where he goes, because I don't want to see him. I don't want to see him in Charlotte. And for that record, I don't want to see anybody in Charlotte, because I'm not feeling too good about their future right now. But I think fit is really important for Derek Queen, because I think he can be a really, really good player. All-star. Maybe another all-star in this class if he gets to the right situation. And on that note, there was another big man. Well, not even a big man. He's more of a wing. Actually, there's two players now, and I can't find the other guy. Okay. Maluwach could end up being a top three player in this draft class, just because that's how much talent, and his ceiling is high, because I know he could shoot and really athletic, kind of dunks. He tries to dunk everything. We're still working on that, but defensively, he's kind of like, there's just no way he doesn't make like 5-6 all defensive teams. And he's been like really, really good, leading them on defense for Duke into the Final Four. So again, all about fit. Probably, I don't know, it depends who has that third pick, but I can definitely see him being that third overall pick. And last but not least, Colin Murray Boyles out of South Carolina, 6'7". At first, I was like, not really seeing it. But then I was watching some stuff yesterday, and I was like, maybe I've been thinking about who he reminds me of all wrong. And I think he kind of reminds me of... Wait, actually, let me... I'll build a suspense. He's 6'7", a really, really good defender, really good passer, really good at getting to the hoop, has a couple spin moves, kind of just like built like a truck, and he can like barrel down people for layups all the time, a solid rebounder, decently mobile, pretty mobile, but yeah, the shooting is a question mark. Now, with that being said, I kind of see some Julius Randle in him. And I think, again, it's all about fit and where he goes. But I kind of see some all-star potential if he can hit the Julius Randle ceiling. And he's shown, like, flashes of, like, he can shoot. But yes, offensively, that's kind of, like, what he's working on. Defensively, he's guarding everybody. He's blocking shots. He's stealing the ball. Yeah, there's no way he's not making all defensive teams. So a two-way Julius Randle is where I'm at with him. So, yeah, those are just five players. There's a lot of players in this draft. It's not even April yet. And honestly, my opinion is probably going to change in like a couple months. Not really, but, you know, opinions evolve. But yeah, should be a lot of all-stars in this class, hopefully. And it should be a really, really fun summer league. But yes, when I'll be back, I'll be talking about a certain team.
Call me by the water, I can bang now. All about the dollar, I can bang now. Yeah. Riding for my partners, I can bang now. I do what I wanna, I can bang now. Yeah. Sliding with a chopper in the Maybach. If you wanna follow, say that. Yeah. Catch him, I'ma kill him, I can bang now. I won't forgive him, I can bang now. Yeah. Mama had me where it never rained now. Where the waves crash. Running up a check, I'm trying to chase racks. Sending off to heaven, tell them stay mad. Say you're not in love, set them up then. Soon as little homie learn the ropes, are getting jumped in. Ain't no dancing on me in the party, I'm the gunman. 14, shooting up the function. Find me by the water, I can bang now. All about a dollar, I can bang now. Yeah. Riding for my partners, I can bang now. I do what I wanna, I can bang now. Yeah. Sliding with a chopper in the Maybach. If you wanna follow, say that. Yeah. Catch him, I'ma kill him, I can bang now. I won't forgive him, I can bang now. Yeah. Same low, since way back. My granny caddy at the four flats. Stay woke, yeah, stay strapped. And the obituaries, I don't hang plaques. Play, pay rats. Yeah. You know them crackers want the gang trap. Thuggin' with the same cast. Stole the fork about the road, I made the cane crack. Find me by the water, I can bang now. All about the dollar, I can bang now. Yeah. Riding for my partners, I can bang now. I do what I wanna, I can bang now. Yeah. Sliding with a chopper in the Maybach. If you wanna follow, say that. Yeah. Catch him, I'ma kill him, I can bang now. I won't forgive him, I can bang now. Put on the set like it's Taylor for me. Got in the game and I gave it for free. Shells on the ground cause we playing for keeps. If I go down, will you save it for me? I love the money, she more than a friend. Never forget how the story begin. Real as they come, I don't gotta pretend. Live by the gun, die by the sin. Find me by the water, I can bang now. All about the dollar, I can bang now. Yeah. Riding for my partners, I can bang now. I do what I wanna, I can bang now. Yeah. Sliding with a chopper in the Maybach. If you wanna follow, say that. Yeah. Catch him, I'ma kill him, I can bang now. I won't forgive him, I can bang now. Yeah.
My stove lit it up for me this morning. Ooh, don't get me started. I just spent my last bit of finances recorded. Sinking, it's an icebox where my heart is. Roll a whole lot, Marion. Get so high, you can't touch me. You can't touch me. Centipede, my speed, take time with the hate when the motherfucker try to rush me. Oh, and it's musty. Roll up a KD on the rise. I've been on overdrive trying to feel something. Lost my little brother in August and all. I'm supposed to feel normal in the body like now. Caution when you put it on the facade. Let it ride for too long and your soul will be gone. Ooh, Jamie Foxx in the cartoon, bro. We send balloons to the sky for my new angel.
Hey, hey, sometimes when I get like this, I pop right through my house. Sometimes
but the seas going nuts on the E-way. Maybe I ain't doing anything if I don't feel it, feel it. Got a feeling in my teeth, babe. I'm emotional, don't get me. I'm choking up out of the. I might jump on somebody. Cause some people got me so. Cups out, I deserve it. Fully loaded and it got me swerving. Put that pressure on me, I deserve it.
Sometimes I pull it, sometimes I drink a bottle, sometimes I get out.
That was Smino. I deserve. Now, let's get to the team. About a few weeks ago, I was talking about bleak futures. And I was talking about the Suns and the Sixers and how the futures are bleak. But then I did say that I was going to come back to the Bucks at a later date. And today is that later date. Yes. Okay, I got it. Okay. Milwaukee Bucks. Sadly, Damian Lillard, we'll see if he's back for the playoffs, but he's going to miss the rest of the regular season with blood clots. Hope he's okay. But honestly, it just kind of is like been a trend with the Bucks and how much bad luck they have. The futures are bleak. I'm not going to lie. For many reasons. One, as a good team, you kind of have to keep drafting good talent, because when you're a good team becomes expensive, and you know, so you got to replace some expensive guys. But they've kind of missed on every draft pick in the last 4 years. Let me pull it up. But like, they have what the? They always usually end up having like. 25th pick, 27th pick, or whatever. And in the last 4 years, it's been a 23rd pick. They used on H.A. Johnson, who they traded for Kyle Kuzma, who has had a pretty good stretch of games lately. Tyler Smith, who was sent down to the G League, but if I remember, he was more of a project anyway, so I really didn't like that pick at the time anyway. 2023, Chris Livingston. Is he playing on the Bucks now? Okay, he's played 18 games. And then Marjon Beauchamp, who doesn't play for that team. He actually plays for the Knicks. And then you have Jordan Nwora, but their last pick, who's played like meaningful minutes for that team, was Dante DiVincenzo. In 2018. So you get my point. Depth has kind of always been like something that the Bucks haven't really had, which is kind of like the reason for their downfall, especially now. They needed a lot of players at the deadline, because they were like really lacking athleticism, like Jericho Sims, Kevin Porter Jr. There's one more. Oh, Kyle Kuzma. That, like, they kind of really like needed that athleticism, and it hasn't really worked out as of right now. But yes, the reason why they didn't have any picks was because they traded for Jrue Holiday, but then they got their picks back kind of as time went on. And like the Dame trade, I'm not gonna blame them for making a Dame trade, because it was kind of like, it was good process, it was good thinking, but it's been a swing and a miss. So 2 years. First year was like Damian Lillard not playing that great. Kind of picked it up during stretches, but he didn't have a good year to his standards, at least. And then this year, he's been much better, but then the injuries came along, and he was hurt last year too. He missed a decent amount of playoffs with an Achilles injury, and now like the calf injury, which has kind of been a reoccurring thing of like injuries. They get hurt all the time. Giannis was hurt last year, lost to the Pacers. Giannis was hurt the year before that, when they got beat in five by the Heat. And then there's been like the Chris Middleton injuries, and it's just, and Bobby Portis even got suspended. So injuries has played a part in this. Coaching changes, which they have Mike Budenholzer, they lose in the first round to the Heat, they fire him, cool. They hire Adrian Griffin, they go 30-13, but people, they're not liking the offense. Damian Lillard's not playing too great. So then they fire him, which, should I start that point now? No, I'll get to that point. But, and then they hire Doc Rivers, who has not been an upgrade through 2 years. And here we are with the coaching. Coaching hasn't been great. So they have no picks. Injuries has been a thing. And now coaching is now a question mark. And it kind of seems, well, on one front, they shouldn't have fired Adrian Griffin. I think when you let players be GMs, it's kind of when you start messing up. And again, like I said before, you can fire the coach, but you need a good replacement. And just, Doc Rivers wasn't a good replacement. And yeah, I really don't need hindsight to make that opinion. I thought that opinion when it like first happened. So it's just, here's where we're at. And it honestly really feels like Giannis's days are numbered. And you could probably be like, oh, what, Giannis? No, he's Milwaukee. That's his team. He leads them. He has a franchise record for every single stat. That sounds nice. It really does. But I just really don't think Giannis, in the middle of his prime, still extremely good, still a walking 31-12-6. I just don't think he's going to survive another another first round exit to whatever team to the Knicks at the moment. Just don't really feel like, I think he's on his way out. And I feel like I did have a trade stuff, which maybe I'll revisit later down the line. But yes, I do think a trade request is kind of imminent. So yeah, that's kind of where it's at. Have an aging team. Brooke Lopez, Bobby Portis, Damian Lillard. Don't really have any assets. Don't really have any young players. Didn't mention this, Doc Rivers doesn't even like playing the young players. It's not looking too good. They're really on the cusp of a rebuild. So it's kind of just like, is Giannis going to force their hand for a rebuild? Or are they going to be like, okay, we kind of have to do what we have to do and trade Giannis? And he's kind of been soft launching a trade request for like the last year and a half. Like last year he was kind of like, we should trade for Dame, or I'm going to request a trade. And then they traded for Dame. And then I feel like there was an article this season was like, I don't want to leave Milwaukee, but they might push me out if we start losing or something like that. So yes, days are numbered. Don't really think he'll be there soon. Yeah, so there you have it. Bucks, Sixers, Suns, not gonna lie, are looking kind of bleak. So it's kind of up to them whether they want to pull the plug, rebuild, get some picks if they can, trade their franchise players. And yeah, we'll see what happens. maybe I'll switch it up and do like top three best futures, but we'll see if I'm feeling that optimistic.
The music that you'll be listening to on WONY 90.9 FM is music that will make your body rock. Make sure to tune in.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night,
not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat?
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover,
not for fun, just so he can have dinner?
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat?
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with